all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. After years of exploring this awe-inspiring truth on this podcast, I'm super, super excited to announce that we are now going even deeper down the rabbit hole on the new late-night style consciousness-elevating talk show called Optimistic, which features none other than you, the listeners. Optimistic is taped out of the epic, spaceship-esque, 8-bedroom property we call the Mystic Manor that myself and the rest of the Optimistic crew now navigate reality from in Venice Beach, California. And you are invited to come experience a Mystic Manor immersion week with us. During your week-long stay, you'll enjoy unique workshops, chef-prepared meals, one-on-one time coaching and consulting with me, and even co-creating magic with me as a guest on both Optimistic and an episode of the Positive Head Podcast. When I started this, my aim with these immersive retreats was to facilitate the ultimate spiritual upgrade and tune-up, so to speak, for our guests while providing them with one of the most memorable experiences of their lives. And I'm happy to say that as of this recording, every guest at the end of their trip so far has told me that they have had a profound and transformational experience at the Mystic Manor and that they definitely want to come back. All that being said, we only have a limited number of spots available between now and next July. And as of this recording, about half of those spots are already filled. So if there's any part of you that is screaming, yes, I want to come, I feel like I need to be there, go now and book a slot with me to discuss how we can put our heads together and make it happen at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. I know for some people, there is also that little voice in their head saying, why not? You know, I can't get off work. I can't afford it, and on and on and on. But, you know, really, Henry Ford, I think, said it best. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I'm confident that where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm personally committed to doing everything in my power, including discounts and payment plans, to get you here if it is something that truly feels like a huge yes for you energetically and like you're meant to be here. Once again, the link to book time to discuss with me is calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. That's spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon, all one word, of course. And book in some time and look forward to seeing you soon here at the Mystic Manor.
Hello, hello, all you positive heads out there. It's Samantha Lotus again, and I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you. It's been a lot of fun over the past few weeks getting to co-host, and I wanted to share my intention with you. My intention is to show up as authentically, vulnerably, honestly, and real as possible. I have seen for years how much damage is done to people when they hold in their truth, when they close off from sharing their thoughts and opinions and their voice. We are in an epidemic of people who have hypothyroidism, who have challenges speaking up for themselves and being honest with their thoughts and feelings because, well, it hasn't been safe. We have lived and we live in a society where we don't really make it safe for each other to share how we feel. We're so quick to judge and condemn and shoot each other down and tear each other apart. And this is just contributing to the pain and the war programmings. Now, one of the intentions with Positive Head is to raise consciousness, to bring together the unity consciousness, remembering that we are all one. We are different reflections and see and vantage points of oneness. However, we are all one. And so when we can create more spaces for compassionate sharing and exploration and holding space for one another's thoughts and opinions, wow, we can really co-create a beautiful, cohesive, and coherent world. So with that being said, I wanted to respond to one of the comments in the Facebook group that was left by Shannon Culver. And she says, learn to be honest with people in your life. If you feel you need to be dishonest and hide parts of your life from someone, either that's not someone for you or you aren't someone for them. Something that's been on my mind. Living with honesty and integrity paves a smoother road to happiness. Now, this is so important. Really learning and practicing being honest with people is so important and it's so liberating. And there are different ways to do that. There are many, many different ways to say one thing. So the approach that I take is if I'm upset or if I feel triggered or if I feel a resentment or if I feel that the person is completely out of alignment, the way that I used to approach the situation would be to blame them, to shame them, to judge them, to share with them how triggered I am and how wrong they are and all of the things. And what I recognized was that the result I was getting was further separation, more war, more drama, less connection, more pain. And it just didn't feel good and it didn't really work. Yes, I got to express myself and nothing changed. They couldn't really hurt me and it just started a fight. So the more conscious way and the more effective way, in my opinion, is to learn to share your opinions and your beliefs and your thoughts with love and compassion. So even if somebody does something that you feel is totally awful, totally out of integrity, totally wrong, you can still approach them with love and compassion. For example, say your sister speaks to you continuously rudely, always blows you off, is really challenging to talk to and to be around. Now you can blow it up in their face and tell them, hey, Susie, you know, you're a real witch to be around. You're always late. You always blow me off. I hate how you do this. Da 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 da. Well, how is she going to take it? She's going to go directly into defense. It's not going to feel good. And she's going to attack you because that's how humans are. When they feel attacked, they attack oftentimes, unless they've mastered this. So the way that you could approach the situation is to say, Hey, I just wanted to bring this to your attention because I love you and I care about you and I care about our relationship. And so I'm wondering, are you open to hear what I have to say? I have some feedback that I'd like to share with you. Okay, if they say yes, well, then you can continue by saying, so I wanted to share with you that when you don't show up or when you blow off plans or when you speak to me in that tone, I feel hurt. I feel like you don't care about me. I feel like our relationship isn't important. I feel like it's really hard for me to talk to you. And that leaves me feeling hopeless and helpless. And my intention is sharing this with you because I care and because I want a relationship with you. And I'm wondering, is that something that you want too? So that way, it's a completely different way of approaching it. It's approaching it with love and compassion. It's asking the person if they're open to hearing your feedback. It's then positioning it in a way where you are owning your own feelings, not blaming them. You did this, saying, I feel this way when you do that. And then opening an opportunity to heal together by asking, is this something that you want to work on? Is this something that matters to you too? So it's not about stuffing down your feelings. And then in the inverse, it's also not about attacking and sharing your honesty with daggers, but it's really about finding a compassionate, nonviolent, effective way to get across your message so that you end up with a win-win situation. There's this saying I have, and it's win-win or no deal. Win-win or no deal. Because if I attack my sister and share with her all the things that she does to piss me off, yeah, maybe I win in the moment. I get to express myself. But does that really feel good? Like, am I left with feeling good? Not really. And if I am, well, is she left with feeling good? Not really. So that's maybe a win-lose or a lose-lose. And that's just allowing the anger and emotions to get the better of us both. And if I can bring it forth with compassion and love and integrity in the way that I speak from a heart-filled place, from a place of love, moving from a place of love, acting from a place of love, and then we have an opportunity to both be seen and heard and expressed and heal, that is a win-win. And so this is very relevant right now in the holiday time, you know, when we're connecting with family, the people who trigger us the most, oftentimes the people who we are here to do karmic work with. We specifically choose our families, in my opinion. I believe that our souls choose the families that we have because those are the people that are perfect to teach us the lessons that our souls needed, that our souls wanted to grow and evolve and ascend. And so I see that there's no coincidence that I have the exact mother that I have and that I have the exact father that I have and that I have a brother where we triggered the crap out of each other and are exact opposites because I got to learn the most from my family. I believe that Earth is like training school for the soul. And so when we see it that way, like, oh, why is this person triggering me? How are they a reflection of me? How are they showing something to me about myself that I haven't been willing to look at? How are they a mirror for me? And how is this an opportunity? How is this an opportunity for me to go into deeper states of consciousness and introspection with myself? And it's such a beautiful thing to grow and to heal. So really looking around and seeing where are my mirrors, where are my triggers, where are the places where I still get to grow, where I still get to evolve. And, you know, one of the things in that comment about, well, if you can't be honest around a person, maybe they're just not for you. That could be true. That could be definitely true. Or maybe they're exactly the person that is for you to do this deepest healing. Maybe they are the exact teacher that your soul needs. So when triggered, especially through family or relationships or coworkers or friends, lean in. What would it look like for you instead of fighting or fleeing? What if you leaned in with love and asked, ooh, what is this here for me? How is this here for me? Where's the gift in this? Where's my opportunity to grow? Where is my opportunity to be a positive head and to face this in a way where there's a huge opportunity to heal and to ascend and to raise consciousness? Because in my experience, one of the most profound things I ever did was learn how to love my family and learn how to accept them as they are. Now, that was not an easy journey. I am someone who is very intense, very fiery, very Leo, quite dominant in my personality. And I really tried to control everybody and I tried to change everybody and I tried to tell them how they should be because I thought I knew better. And wow, that was a humbling experience, a very humbling experience realizing, well, maybe they know what's right for them too. And maybe they're on their own journey. And maybe I would like them to be healthier or happier or more eloquent in their speech or better communicators or to show up differently, blah, 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 all of the things. And my attachment to that outcome is causing me suffering. And it's preventing me from having a relationship with the people in my life. And so when I got to see that opportunity, let go and relinquish the illusion of control, fully surrender and love and accept people in my life for the way that they are, not the way that I wish them to be. Wow. So much space opened up for better connection, for better relationships. And the funny thing, and you've probably heard this over and over again, is once you let go, the result you wanted actually has space to happen. So once I let go of trying to change my mom, my dad, my brother, my grandparents, all of the peoples, well, they just naturally started to make those changes themselves once I just loved them and accepted them as they are. Isn't that wild how that works? You hear it time and time again, people saying this. As soon as I let go, it happened. As soon as I stopped looking, I found it. As soon as I stopped trying, it just landed in my lap.
Well, that's the path of non-resistance. That's the path of allowing. And if you've listened to Abraham Hicks, you know, they speak all about that, being in the vortex, being in energetic alignment with what it is that you desire. Because if we're constantly trying to change and control, we are not in energetic alignment with allowing and receiving and flow. We're in constriction. We're in anxiety. And that's not where the magic happens. You can definitely fight your way through things. You can definitely paddle upstream endlessly. And that just takes so much energy and effort and struggle. And in my opinion, you know, we're really looking to struggle less, to have more flow and ease and grace, and to manifest in a way that is just delicious and fun and freeing. And, you know, we're at a time where we get to choose. We get to choose how we show up in our lives, in our friendships, in our relationships, in our connections to family, to work. And there's no more victim mentality. I mean, there could be, but there doesn't have to be. When we really reclaim our power and we choose to pivot internally, we choose to show up differently, we choose that we're going to have great relationships and that we get to do the work first and foremost for ourselves. Whew. Everything can change. I never thought that I'd have a great relationship with my mom, or that I'd be friends with my dad, or that my little brother and I would finally have a strong relationship. I didn't imagine that when I was growing up. I couldn't see it. And yet being introduced to this work, being introduced to the healing and the metaphysical and the mirroring, everything has shifted. And so, you know, listening to this podcast, listening to the teachings of Abraham Hicks, reading books by Louise Hay, specifically You Can Heal Your Life, doing the work to forgive your family members, to release control, to accept people as they are, to trust that everything is perfect and it's unfolding exactly for us, and then to reclaim ourselves and our voices, to know how we feel, to know what we desire, to know how we want to show up, to give ourselves permission to speak our truth, and to do that through love and compassion, to be led by our hearts and our souls so that we can come into deeper unity consciousness and end the suffering of separation. Goodness, what kind of world would that be? This is the practice of godification. And we are the ones architecting. We are the ones hacking reality. We are the ones that get to do this work. Isn't it powerful? Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it amazing? We're at the forefront of evolution. And our reality is a reflection of our co-creation. So how do you want to create? How do you want to play? How do you want to show up? I invite you to take a few minutes to write it out, to journal your thoughts on what this conversation stimulated within you. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Did something trigger you? Did you get mad at me? It's okay if you got mad at me. That's fine. I love you anyways. And, you know, what did it stimulate within you? And then writing out, how do I want to show up in my relationships? And specifically, the one with yourself, the most important relationship you have. I believe that the one with ourself is the one with our source, the one with our highest consciousness, the one with God, and that's all the same. So how do you want to show up in those relationships? And can you choose to be honest, authentic, raw, real, vulnerable, loving, conscious, accepting, surrendered? I invite you to explore that, to try it on, to see how it feels. And if you love it, to share it with a friend, because we get to shift the way that we connect. We have a really beautiful opportunity here together. And so from the top to the bottom to every little ounce of my heart, thank you so much for being here, for being a part of this conversation, for writing out your questions and reflections in the Facebook group. I really love you and appreciate you. And if there's anything specifically that you'd like for me to speak to, or any questions you have specifically for me, please reach out. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/SamanthaLotus page. You can find me on Instagram at Samantha_Lotus. Connect with me on my website, www.SamanthaLotus.com. And you can come to the Mystic Manor and hang out. If you're listening to this on time for New Year's, we do have a New Year's party. So check out our Instagram at We Are Optimistic. And we would just love, love, love to connect with you in person or, you know, via the interweb. Love you so much and wishing you a very happy holiday season. Mwah!
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.